The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Thursday. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Hey, JV Show.
Hey.
It's your favorite Oregonite, Josh. Get this. I was listening to my local radio station yesterday afternoon, and they syndicate a popular morning show. Not to name any names, but his name rhymes with Brian Decrest. Anyways, they had that MaryLisa.com lady on there. The disrespect. All right, happy Thursday. Bye.
Wow.
The disrespect is right.
Guaranteed we reached out to her first.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
That is so rude. I don't even think she ever opened my message.
And also, Brian Decrest, his show is not here in the Bay Area, and she was looking for love here in the Bay Area.
Right.
So wouldn't you want to hop on the biggest show here in the Bay Area?
That makes more sense. Graham, thanks for pointing that out.
So this to me now, I think she's like, she started, I think, with good intentions. She wants to find love, right? I'm going to put some billboards up on the side there. I can't do these dating apps anymore. I'm going to take out these billboards. Now I think it's morphed into something
bigger. For the
bigger.
Attention.
Now it's like, oh, look at this.
I get that vibe, too.
Ryan Decrest is calling me. Wait, what? Sorry.
Brian Decrest.
Decrest is calling and all these other big shows and stuff. And now I think she's like, I'm a celebrity now. I'm MaryLisa.com.
Yeah, because now she's spending even more time with the media than she is on dates.
Exactly.
That's a good point. And you know what? When she doesn't find any dates because she's not focused on that, and if she is looking, it's in the wrong places, she's going to come crawling back to us.
Yeah.
And we're going to slam that door shut in her face.
You will be here laughing right in your face, Jess.
Yeah.
Not even going to open the message. Should we do a second talk back?
Why the hell not?
Hey, JV Show. This is Buckle from Sunnyvale. Can I get the rear? I just heard in the news that we're overdue for a super shaker earthquake in California. I think Selena called it.
Oh, did I? I feel like we've been saying that for like 15 years.
I feel like scientists have been calling this for maybe, the last 20 years. So let's not go anoint Selena here some seismology degree.
Sure. Like, yes, I'll take credit for that. They're right. We are overdue.
We are long overdue on a couple of big earthquake faults in California.
Yep.
In Southern California and in Northern California.
That is right.
So just be prepared, people. Be prepared.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God, you guys. They got the guy.
What guy?
That started the Palisades fire.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
No way. Yeah, so remember this fire started in New Year's, burned more than 23,000 acres, killed 12 people, destroyed over 6,800 structures. This is the one that ripped through all those celebrity mansions.
Mm-hmm.
They got the guy. He's a Florida man, Jonathan Rinder... Next, I don't know. He lived in Palisades at the time and was familiar with the neighborhood. All they said at his hearing yesterday is that it was started by an open flame. Did not elaborate. I guess maybe they know the motive, but they didn't say it yet. They kind of sounded like they were waiting for a potential trial that might happen.
Right. It kind of sounded like he was an arson kind of guy. He found some like pictures that he had made with ChatGPT of like a city burning
like
and stuff.
Stuff.
The interesting thing is, though, he set that fire like on the hillside, and then the firefighters put it out like a week before. And then, but the fire was smoldering underground. And then when those winds came in, it reignited. The fire department thought that it was out. And then it reignited, and then it burned all the houses down.
Oh,
so it's not like he went and lit a match next to a big mansion or something. It was like on a hillside.
That is crazy.
Bizarre. It's yet another week of uncertainty in the 49ers lineup due to all the injuries. The Niners go on the road this weekend and take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And who will be available to play in this game seems totally up in the air. Brock Purdy unable to practice yesterday because of his toe injury. Backup Mac Jones limited at practice with his knee injury. Wideout Ricky Pearsall couldn't practice at all. Tight end George Kittle, he's still on the IR. Hopefully we get a little more clarity after today's practice, but for now, my guess is it's going to be another week of Mac Jones getting the start.
Nice. A little fog is this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The weather will continue pretty dry for the rest of the week. There's a chance of a few teeny tiny sprinkles today and tomorrow, but nothing crazy. Don't be alarmed. The sun will come out in the afternoon and highs will be in the low to mid 70s.
Hey, Sagittarius besties, your day today is going to be an 8. The big question you should be trying to answer today is who needs your help most? Your energy is best spent on others. It's a good time to scroll through your contacts and figure out who that could be. It may even lead to a romantic connection.
Oh.
Reconnection, sorry.
Nice, a little rekindlement there. Mm-hmm. Good for you. All right, next after this, Justin Bieber. Graham has a couple of haunted house stories.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, Graham. It is spooky season. I'm the only one. Okay.
There's two things that can get the JV show to collectively make a sound. It's on Wednesday when it's hump day.
Hump and day.
Or if somebody mentions anything spooky, everyone on the show goes, we're stupid. All right, I want to play a little game with you guys. It's called Demon or Not.
Okay.
You tell me if what happened in these next couple stories is a result of some paranormal, demonic haunting or something, or just not. Okay. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Yesterday, a woman in her 60s died on the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland. Sorry, not yesterday, Monday. Okay. A woman in her 60s died on the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland. She was discovered unconscious on the ride. Disneyland security performed CPR until first responders arrived, and then she was taken to the hospital, later pronounced dead. Is this the result? The Haunted Mansion ride, somebody dying on that ride at Disneyland, is this the result? Demon or not?
Demon.
I'm going to go not.
It's at the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, but it's not actually haunted.
But it could have happened anywhere else, and it didn't. Could have happened on the Winnie the Pooh ride.
That's a good point. She could have been on the teacups.
But I've been on that ride so many times, it doesn't give haunted vibes. Like for real haunted vibes.
But what about like the ghosts doing silly things in there?
Yeah, I don't get that vibe.
You mean to tell me those aren't real?
No.
Oh. Well, that changes the way I view that. I thought they had some ghosts on staff there. Yeah, I mean, just the sheer volume of people that visit Disneyland each and every day. Isn't it just a numbers game that somebody's going to croak?
At some point, yeah.
Or the amount of volume of people who have passed there, isn't there a chance that there are ghosts there?
Yeah, because people spread their ashes on that ride.
Is it that one? I thought it was the Pirates ride.
I think it's all of them.
It's been both, yeah. Somebody's been busted, so maybe
it's possible, but I don't know. I think it's more not demon in this case.
I'm going not. How about this one? A woman in Nebraska visited a haunted house. And it left her with two broken ankles. Now, here's what happens. She's actually suing over this. It happened in October 2021. I don't know. Did she just realize her ankles were broken?
It's been 4 years, lady.
I'm not quite sure. But she says at the end, after you worked your way through the haunted house, they had something called the beast jump at the end. And you jumped out of a second story window of the haunted house onto this big inflatable air pad. She landed hard, broke both of her ankles.
Oh,
she's alleging that the pad was uninflated and not inflated enough, and that the staff there not properly trained, and a few other things. But she did just come from a haunted house. Ooh. What do you guys think? Demon or not?
I wanted to say
demon so bad, but no, I don't think you landing on your feet and breaking both your ankles is the result of a demon.
Yeah, but I mean, you got cursed. You tempted the gods and the demons by going into a haunted house like, I'm not afraid. And
look,
they're like, oh
think...
yeah, hold my demon beer. Watch this. You're about to break both your ankles.
I don't think that just any regular schmegular haunted house is like for real haunted and there's demons in there. I believe there's actual haunted
places
mm-hmm. and items and things that are possessed or cursed or whatever, but I don't think you're all run-of-the-mill haunted house in Nebraska or wherever this was.
Yeah, I think her ankles were just weak to begin
with.
Yeah,
you haven't been drinking milk.
Go haunt places in Nebraska? They're like, nah, we don't really care about this state.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they do, but I don't think like somebody setting up a haunted house.
Also, I think they do more than just break your ankles. I think they kind of like... breaking your ankles is kind of maybe not worth their while. They want to scare you a little bit longer.
Breaking your ankle? Man, I've sprained my ankle.
I mean, they'll cause freak accidents. I just don't think this was that.
Okay.
So you're going,
demon meter is just not, it's not going off the charts right now.
You're going not, Jess? You're going...
not for this one.
Not. Yeah, I'm also not, obviously. One more here. Tyra Banks says she's created hot ice cream. Demon or not?
Demon for sure.
Yeah, this sounds...
what does that even mean?
Ridiculous. I don't know. She apparently has ice cream shops that are called Smize and Dream, and she has launched a hot ice cream. It's whatever, you know, your favorite flavor of ice cream is, and then they heat it up and then put a bunch of whipped cream and sprinkles and things on top.
She says a latte?
She says it's, quote, liquid, warm, soothing, yummy, and silky. Not like a latte because there's no coffee in there. This is just hot ice cream.
Just hot milk?
Well,
hot milk.
Like for kittens?
Yeah, except that ice cream's got flavor in it and a lot more sugar than milk, and it's a lot thicker.
Why?
I don't know. What if it's good? It kind of sounds good.
I'm going demon on this one. That sounds terrible.
I'm here for it.
Heat up my ice cream. I want it ice cold.
What if it's delicious?
I'm out.
Don't call it ice cream. It's not ice cream if it's hot.
Demon. Hot cream. Demon for sure.
Hot cream, yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about our kids off the air. Graham, you just reminded me of something my son said yesterday.
Yeah.
He's four. Uh-huh. I pick him up from school and he's like, Mom, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, what? And he was like, I love to eat veggies now.
Oh, my God. It's all happening.
Veggie!
Well,
what?
It'll be a valuable skill someday.
Obviously meant to say like veggies, but he called them veggies.
So we have on one hand your daughter who is at daycare flipping everybody off, and on the other hand your son calling eat veggies.
He's putting his V's up over there, and he's like.
Oh my God! I could not maintain my composure when he said I was dying. Anyways, just wanted to share that with you guys.
I love it.
Thank you.
All right, so there is a bar in Florida. It's called the Elbow Room. It's in Fort Lauderdale. They have been live streaming the bar, like the inside, the patron. Not even just like the inside. It's like they have a camera on every section of the bar. The patio's got a camera. They have like bands, so they've got a camera. There's one at the bar. There's one. They have like a beach area. They live stream everything that goes on at this bar. And they've been doing this since 1996, I just found out.
There was live streaming in 1996?
Apparently.
A lot of buffering and very slowly.
It was probably black and white.
Yeah.
You know, way back
very
then.
Very old-timey.
But anyway, somebody on TikTok recently found out about this live stream and posted about it. And like people are going nuts because you can sit at home on your Friday or Saturday night and whatever and just watch all these drunk people make fools of themselves.
I love it.
So it's free to watch. You could, like they stream it on YouTube. Uh-huh. But if you watch the free stream, there's no sound. But then if you pay $3 a month or whatever, you get the plus access, which does have sound. So you can hear everything that these people are talking about. And it's like that's better than genius. Reality TV, according to a lot of people. Do you wish they did something like that out here?
There's got to be a bar here in San Francisco that does that, right?
I haven't heard of this.
There's got to be.
And apparently a lot of bars do this. This is my first time ever hearing of this.
I think it's a great idea. I would love to be able to check in at my like favorite bar and like see who's there. Like, okay, is the, somebody I'm interested in, are they there at the bar now? You can hop on there and look, okay, I am going to head down there now, or no, I'm not going to go yet, or it doesn't look that busy, or, the live check-in would be awesome.
Yeah, just seeing, people interact with each other, seeing how, he's eyeing her.
Yeah, but his girlfriend is right there. It's juicy.
The audio, I don't know how good that would be because I've worked in many bars. It's so loud and noisy in there. Like, would you be able to hear any actual conversations if they really had certain areas mic'd up?
Maybe some of the outside cameras.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. I'm here for that.
Now, as much as I like this idea for watching it at home, I would not want to be in a club that is being recorded because then you're all sweaty, you're dancing, and then everyone's just looking at you from.
I would still go. It'd be fun.
That would be pretty funny to watch.
To watch, but
you wouldn't go to it?
No, I'm fine going to it.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to record me and my buddies making idiots of ourselves, taking 100 shots? Go for it. Good entertainment. I'd actually like to know where the cameras are.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm flexing in the right direction.
Yeah.
Is there something you want to talk about?
Yes, there is something that I want to talk about. Okay, there's an influencer who is getting called out online. For the shoes that she wore to her best friend's wedding, you guys. We talked about the tabbies a few weeks ago, I think
the
it was.
The
these are the veggies shoes.
The tabbies is the shoes that
look like the veggies.
Are split in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of looks like you're wearing socks with
some veggies. Yeah.
With the flip-flop.
Uh-huh.
So people have gone online and criticized her so
much. Wait, she wore those to her friend's wedding?
She wore those to her friend's wedding and... It was a variation of them because it's like they were in a heel form. But people are like, why would you ever wear these shoes?
I can't even imagine what that would look like as a heel.
It's basically just the tabby, but picture just a thick heel in the back of them.
Okay.
So when you're looking at them from the front, all you're seeing is the split foot that looks kind of like a... Uh-huh.
Okay.
So would this bother you if like your bestie, let's say she's one of your bridesmaids, she's wearing her bridesmaid dress... But she's wearing.
She wore these tabbies. With a bridesmaid dress.
I don't think she was wearing a bridesmaid dress. But
if it was one of your bridesmaids, because she obviously had a big role in the wedding, just being that it's a very close friend and everybody's looking at her and she's very present online. So in all the videos that she's posting, everybody's like, oh my gosh, but the shoes. Why would you ever wear those shoes?
It would bother me. And I'm not the type to be like, bridesmaid, you can't do this and you have to wear this. I'm like, I was not that bride at all, but you're not wearing those shoes to my wedding.
I mean, a lot of the times you don't even think about having to put a dress code out there for shoes. Usually the shoes are kind of the ones that are just
it's a little bit more afterthought. Yeah, you know? It's like, it's not that serious. But if you're going to go out of your way to wear something like outrageous.
I'm kind of split in this.
I thought these were the new trend.
They don't say wedding shoes, though.
True, but I don't know. From a guy's perspective, I couldn't look at shoes and be like, no, those are wedding shoes and those are not. Like, I don't know. They all look... If it's got a heel on it, who am I to? I wouldn't know any different. Like, okay, well, a weird bad shoe, but okay, it's got a heel. You're fine.
I think I'm kind of in between because at the end of the day, like, it's a pair of shoes. Like, a pair of shoes isn't really going to outshine your moment as the bride, you know? But on the other hand, I'm like, if you're posting about your wedding and every video that is being talked about your wedding is just about these shoes, then it kind of did, at the end of the day, take away the moment of your wedding.
I just don't think it looks good. That's my main thing. I want want everybody to look good. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Can we get a picture of the shoes up on JV Morning Show? That's our Instagram story, just so people can go check it out if they haven't already.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Selena Gomez's kidney donor did an interview about Selena Gomez. So this interview was done a few days before Selena's wedding with Benny Blanco. In case you don't know, Francia, that's the friend who gave Selena the kidney, she was not invited to the wedding. But here's what she had to say about Selena just a couple days before the wedding went down. She said in this interview, I know she's getting married and I'm very happy for her. And look, she has a life. She is already a billionaire and I'm grateful that I could do that for her.
Oof. You know, it stings.
I sense a little attitude. I sense a little attitude right there. I'm thankful that, you know, I let her live up until this point for her to become a billionaire and get married.
I would, if I look, and I know you're probably supposed to be the bigger person and just, you know, you've made a donation and it was incredibly generous and it should end at that, right? But I would be the saltiest person all time. I'm bobbing around in the Great Salt Lake in Utah
too.
Because everything about this would make me so salty, that particularly because if that person I donated an organ to help save their life has just basically turned their back on me and we've had a falling out.
It would be hard not to.
I'm asking for it back.
Have any resentment.
I want it back.
She actually kind of touched on that a little bit. She said, look, from the beginning, the doctors told me that it is a donation. Like, if you're going to donate a dollar to St. Jude or anywhere else, you don't call them and say, like, hey, what are you doing with that dollar I gave you?
Right.
That's a good point.
It's a donation, and it's something nice that I was able to do. I'm grateful that I'm alive, and I can say that I've saved a life.
Although I don't know that that's the best analogy. I donate money to a charity. I do want to know what you're going to do with that money. I don't want the people that organize whatever nonprofit to just be living their best life and buying a new car and a house. I want to know that they're doing good with that money that I donated.
But I guess you hope they are, but you're not hounding them like, hey, just track my dollar and show me where it's going.
The difference with that, though, is like if I donate a dollar, I can go on about my day. She had to be in the hospital, too, for like months, I'm assuming, after the surgery, recovering from it herself. So
I don't think she was in the hospital for months, but
I
get what you mean.
It's a big procedure.
It is.
Yeah. You put your own life on the line. You could die in complications of that surgery and that donation. I mean, it's incredibly selfless. And again, it should be a selfless thing. Like you said, it's just I've saved your life. That's go about and just, you know, I should be happy.
Now, obviously, that led the interviewer to ask about the rumors that Selena and Francia are no longer friends because of how Selena treated her body after getting the kidney, you know, still partying and drinking and whatnot. And Francia said that she wasn't even aware of the rumors when the rumors were going on. So she's kind of saying, like, look, they're not true. Like, I didn't even know that she was still, you know, she was smoking or drinking or whatever. But she did say, what you're asking are rumors. No one really knows what's going on. And neither she nor I are talking about it. And maybe one day we will address it.
Huh.
So she wouldn't really like.
I think she's gonna. But it's clear as day they're not friends. She wasn't at the wedding. Come on.
I think she's gonna write it all in her book. I think she has one coming out.
She's writing a book about Selena Gomez. Yes.
I don't know about Selena Gomez specifically, but I'm sure
well,
she's gonna.
Who else cares about anything else?
Put her experience in there.
That's a good point.
She should have. Yeah. Might as well
make the whole book about Selena Gomez if you want to sell some copies.
On that. Just to go back to that, would it upset you if you had given, even if you stayed close with a person, say they kind of had this falling out, but say you donated a kidney or whatever organ, you know, to somebody that you are close with and friends with, a family member, close friend, best friend, and then they continue to go out and party and drink. And
yeah, it would. Because like I would like both of my kidneys. Just in case, but I gave you one, and now I'm only stuck with one, and I can't ruin mine because I don't have any left.
I would be annoyed. It would bug me. It's like handing somebody the keys to a nice car. I'd be like, hey, just take care of it, and they're like, it's just getting rugged.
I know.
You're like, whoa.
People are so angry. Didn't George Lopez get a kidney? Was it a kidney from?
I thought he got an organ from his
ex wife, and then he cheated on her.
Yeah.
Like that like, is the ultimate.
I know.
Can't do that.
All right. Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Well, it is now official. The Blue Angels are not going to be flying at this weekend's Fleet Week air show. I mean, we knew this was sort of a foregone conclusion, but city leaders and organizers of Fleet Week made the announcement yesterday, ending some speculation that there was still a chance that if the government could pull their heads out of their you-know-whats and get a new budget deal approved, that it could still happen. But the government shut down now in its ninth day today, and there's no longer enough time for the Angels to pull the show off, even if the government shutdown ended today. Fleet Week is still on this week and this weekend, just to let everyone know. That's a big reminder. The air show is still going to happen. It's just going to be headlined by the Canadian Snowbirds air team and some other air show groups. There's going to be Canadian as well as Colombian ships out in the bay for you to see, not the U.S. Navy ships, which, again, it's sort of ironic because the idea of Fleet Week is to honor our U.S. Navy as well as other fighting forces. But there still will be attractions. Fleet Week generally draws more than 1 million visitors to the city every year and surrounding areas where you can view the air show. It's a big deal to watch. So it's going to be interesting to see how attendance is affected this year without the Blue Angels flying. I don't know.
I won't be there. I wasn't planning on it anyways, but I'm really not interested now.
I wasn't planning on it, but I did want to take the kids to see. They would love to see the Blue Angels.
Not anymore.
Hey, don't besmirch the great name of the Canadian Snowbirds or whatever they're called.
Snow Ducks
or something. Yeah. They're actually supposed to be really good.
Well, too bad no one will really know.
They just don't have the name recognition like the Blue Angels.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We were just talking about Selena Gomez's kidney donor giving Selena a kidney. They're not friends. She wouldn't say it that they had gotten into it and they were feuding over Selena still drinking and partying and stuff. But we know they're not cool. She wasn't even invited to Selena's wedding. But we were talking about...
couldn't even get a courtesy invite to that. Wow.
We were talking about the expectations after. It would be hard to not be like salty if you see that person like still mistreating their body, not caring about their health.
Regarding the kidney, my aunt needs a kidney. And so I have learned that if you donate a kidney, you can never again take like Tylenol, ibuprofen, painkillers, basic painkillers, because it would mess up your remaining kidney, I guess. Like, it is a huge sacrifice in my book to donate a kidney, especially when you're young.
Wow.
How is this new?
I've never heard that before.
Me either.
But apparently
that's actually
new
information.
It is, yeah. Yeah, that is it is a major sacrifice. Any organ donation, obviously a major sacrifice. But yeah, I didn't realize that it had lasting consequences for the donor moving forward like that.
Wow.
Scary. How are you supposed to deal with your hangover? You're like, I got one kidney left over here and I went out raging. I probably shouldn't have been doing that.
Know.
And now I can't even take an Advil in the morning to get rid of the headache?
Nope, you can't.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get to what the bleep it's where. You can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure. I think a lot of guys avoid having another man them because it makes them feel a little inferior or even submissive.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking
see
the same thing.
Yeah.
Is that the only reason, though?
Well, there might be a couple others. But, all right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family-friendly show,
that's
so keep
right.
those guesses PG. I want you to leave your name and your city on that talkback so we can shout you out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that's you, we're going to be sending you a JV Show Chuggy Muggy. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think a lot of guys avoid having another man them because it makes them feel a little inferior or even submissive.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, definitely. let's go into your talk bags. This is a family show, you sickos. Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. My guess for the bleeped out word is massage. Have a great Thursday. This is Lisa from Richmond. Bye.
That's a great guess.
Great guess. That's probably the most popular guess this morning. I don't get a massage from another man for just a whole multitude of reasons.
My man won't either.
Well, I've never gotten a massage before.
You just don't like massages.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband does, but like he's like, just not. I don't want no man hands.
I agree. I don't think that's that
really?
Weird. But I also know other guys are like, you need to get a guy. So they're stronger. They can
bigger hands.
They can get in there deeper.
Good morning, JB Gang. This is Donna from San Leandro, and I believe the bleeped out word is hug. So I hope that's right, because I'd love a chug mug. Thank you. Have a great day.
Aww. I'd love to give you a chug mug, but...
If you're not hugging a man just because he's a man, men need hugs, too.
That's the other most popular guess this morning.
Really?
We're wiping out everybody's guesses here with massage and hugs. So many people guessed hug this morning already. I feel like...
Graham loves hugs.
I love hugs. I hug all my... You know, all my guy friends, we see each other, we hug.
Do you guys do group hugs?
Yeah, sometimes. Sure, why not?
Oh, that's cute.
I'm not opposed to any sort of a hug. I thought we were at a point where, like, most guys are comfortable with the hug.
I thought so, too. Do you guys hug, but, like, instead of your arms, you use your legs?
And, like, one of them jumps and wraps them around the other?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all the time.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. This is Natalie from South City. I think the bleeped out word is train.
Train.
Oh.
I think that's a great guess.
I think so too. Train. Yeah. Guys don't like to get trained by other men.
Yeah.
I feel like more guys wouldn't want a woman trainer.
Oh, you're talking about like at the gym? Or
yeah.
Just like,
wait, what are you talking about?
Well, I guess train could be sort of in anything.
Okay. I meant at the gym, like a fitness trainer.
Mm.
That's a good point. Or, well, I've never had a trainer before, so I don't really know.
But guys do like to feel a little bit, you know. They like to know they know things at the gym, so I don't see them being trained but
very often.
It's part of that. And I'm on the bench press and just some really ripped dude in like shorts is like kneeling over me and like I'm just like, could you get your business out of my face here? I'm trying to work out here, guy.
Would you ever ask a woman to spot you?
Sure.
Okay.
If I thought she was, you know, strong enough to lift
but
the massive weights
too
that
weak.
I
thought.
Yeah, most of them are too. No, wow. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I don't ask anybody to spot me. Have you ever done that before?
No.
No, I don't do that.
I've never asked a rando to spot me. I don't do that.
If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the Talk Back Mic on the iHeart app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are playing What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If that is you, then you're going to be winning this JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think a lot of guys avoid having another man them because it makes them feel a little inferior or even submissive.
So okay. True.
Sounds painful,
so true.
Too.
Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
So we're going to keep our guesses clean, people. Let's go to your talk back, see if anybody's gotten it right.
Good morning, JV Show. Sean from East Palo Alto. I think the bleep that word is carry. Carry them.
It's got very popular guests this morning. You mean
really?
Like just pick another
like a
man up and carry him? Yeah, me and my buddies give each other piggyback rides everywhere we go.
Wow, yeah. That's exactly what I would imagine you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andriana from Concord, and I think the bleeped out word is slap. Avoid getting slapped by another guy. Thanks, guys.
That one definitely applies. You do not want to get slapped.
I imagine that doesn't happen too often. Though, do guys just...
More punches,
I feel
right?
like it's closed fist with a guy's going to hit somebody.
It is, but the slap is... The fist is to do damage, right? You're trying to hurt the person. The slap is more like a sign of disrespect. Yeah, you're humiliating the other guy.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Hi, JV Show. This is Michelle from South San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is help. Help.
Very popular guest.
Yeah, I don't need no help. I'm a man.
Yeah, I don't need to ask for directions. I don't need your help. I'll figure it out myself.
That's a toxic masculinity, I think.
Uh-huh. Morning, JV show. I'm going to guess that the bleeped out word is drive.
Drive.
Quite a few people guess
that. You don't
that
like to be passenger princess, Graham?
I do love to be passenger princess. I'm not going to lie. My wife drives everywhere. She doesn't let me drive. She's like,
really?
I think she thinks I drive too slow or something. I don't drive that slow. It's just like my car is not a like a sports car. It just doesn't really go that fast. And she enjoys driving. And so, look, I love to be passenger princess. I have no problem.
Did nobody get the word today?
No.
Nope.
All right, you guys, listen up. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
I think a lot of guys avoid having another man mentor them because it makes them feel a little inferior or even submissive. Yeah, I think you have to check your pride at the door, you know, and admit that. I think that goes back with the, I don't need another man to help me, you know.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it at all, but I feel like there is sometimes that barrier for entry for guys where it's like, no, I don't, I'll figure it out on my own. Yep. I don't need to do this, but asking for help or having a mentor or something like that is probably a good idea.
Yeah, put your pride aside.
Yeah.
So no shout-outs to give.
I guess not.
No shout-outs to give.
Nobody got it right.
No chug mugs to
do give. Better, people. Yeah. Do better tomorrow.
I just had a feeling that something feels off about this Thursday, right? I'm just having a very off vibe today. Plus, it's criminal that it's only Thursday. This has been the world's longest week of all time. It's criminal that it's only Thursday right now. I just had that feeling today. So don't worry, guys. We'll regroup tomorrow. Someone will win a chug mug tomorrow. I have a good feeling about it.
Yeah. Can I just give everyone a little reminder? Check your email in case you haven't gotten a chug mug yet. I mean, if it's been like a week or so, then you're fine.
It's on the way.
And you already sent me your info, then you're good to go. But there's a lot of people who maybe last month, 2 months ago, have not responded to my email. How am I supposed to get you this chug mug?
And then they complain to me in my DMs. I never got my chug mug. Yeah. I'm like, but you didn't check your email.
Yeah,
just check those emails, people. Yep. We have another chance tomorrow morning for you to win that chug mug. Same time, 7:05, right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe, how's it going?
It's going wonderful. I'm on my way to take my daughter to school.
Nice. Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Liliana.
Joe and Liliana. Well, thank you for calling in. You guys have a chance right now to win a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. All you have to do is win our Yup Nope game. Now, this is our trivia game. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct and the tickets are yours, okay?
Wonderful.
All right, so here's question number 1. Let's get right to it. Which of these men was not a president of the United States? Ronald Reagan, Martin Van Buren, or Humphrey Bogart?
Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart? Yeah, he was not. He wasn't president. He was an actor.
Humphrey Bogart.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. All right. My bad.
No, but you still got it.
You are correct. All right. Question number 2. What color rose symbolizes friendship?
White? Liliana says white.
Nope.
Yellow. Yellow is the color for friendship. Red for romance, obviously.
Yeah.
I think white is like sympathy or something.
White is like peace. I don't know.
Okay.
Here's question number 3. The Hawks are an NBA franchise from what city?
Atlanta.
Yep.
Okay, like it often does, it comes down to this final question. You guys need this one to win the game. Listen closely. Question number 4. Which of these scientific instruments would be most useful in measuring rainfall? A barometer, a graduated cylinder, or a petri dish?
Graduated cylinder.
Yep.
Nicely done.
There you go. Congratulations.
Tried to trick him with the barometer.
Let's
there.
Go.
You just got 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you guys.
You are welcome. Hang on there for those tickets.
And the all-new family-friendly Tricks and Treats is happening now at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, you guys. So check that out now through November 2nd.
Always so much fun.
How would you guys have done on that last science question? Just asking about your scientific instruments knowledge.
I think I would have gotten it.
I have a couple graduated cylinders in my house right now.
Why?
Why? And what did they graduate from?
from university.
Okay, that's good. So they're smart. What do you use them for?
For the rainfall, obviously.
Oh, got it.
They're ready for the fall.
You got a rain gauge on. Yeah. Jess does the weather reports.
Of course, yeah, you guys. What do you expect? Hello,
Michelle. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Billy, and I just wanted to wish my son Jaden a very happy 9th birthday. His birthday is actually on the 9th, so we just want to tell him how much we love him. He's an amazing son, an amazing boy. Me, Mom, and our little pug Lola love him so much. And who gives a fart?
I give a fart.
Thank you. We listen to you every morning. We appreciate you. Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate you guys listening. And happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Said Jaden, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, who gives a fart about that? All right,
he gives a fart.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. All right, a couple DM slides here. First one. Hi, Graham. My kids and I listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. It's my son Mateo's 8th birthday today. Can you wish him a happy birthday from mom, dad, sister, and brother? We love him very much. Yes, happy birthday, Mateo.
Who gives a fart?
And one more. Good morning, Graham. Mom, well, actually, auntie, sliding into your DMs to see if you could wish my niece, Sophia Easton, a happy 11th birthday today. We love you and wishing you a wonderful day. Love, Tia. Lala. So, yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Sophia Easton. 11th birthday. That's a big one. Mm-hmm.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point, though. All right, today's hottest trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show crew. This is Selena from Richmond. Thank y'all for that horoscope reading yesterday for the Libra babies. That's me. I definitely did what y'all recommended. I said some good stuff. I was about to say the wrong thing right now. I said some good stuff to my hubby yesterday, and I got a treat later on that night. Yeah! Thank y'all.
Sounds
well,
nice.
I
think that horoscope was that, if I remember correctly, it was your partner needs a reminder about how attracted you are to them, and you should let them know. And listen to that. Selena from Richmond actually did it.
It worked.
So good for you.
It paid off.
In horoscopes now, Graham?
No, I think that's just probably some very just really good advice. You should always remind your person in your relationship that you are attracted to them, right?
Should.
Everybody wants to hear that.
You definitely should. Uh-huh.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Adele is reportedly livid over something Taylor Swift has been doing. So check this out, you guys. Taylor is being accused of using this sneaky tactic to break sales records for her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. So here's what Taylor did, and it's nothing that we've never heard of, but you know, I mean, we already know this. Taylor released several limited edition color vinyl variants of the album. She put out limited batches of signed CDs and even acoustic bonus track albums. And then even a few days later after the initial drop, she slashed the price of the album on iTunes to just $4.99. And according to Billboard, she's already moved more than 3.5 million album unit equivalences, because you know that involves, you know, that includes streaming as well.
Now. Yeah.
I know. But anyways, 3.5 million, that would mean that she's already broken Adele's record from back in 2015 when Adele's album moved 3.48 million units in the first week. And Taylor is reportedly super close to breaking another one of Adele's records, which is first week album sales, but without streaming. So purely physical digital copies of the album in, again, Taylor is this close to catching Adele's numbers. And again, many people in the industry, including Adele, think it's because of all the different variants of the album she's put out and slashing the prices. A lot of people do say that's a cheap trick that some artists will use. Adele didn't do that, though, because she believes records should be earned, not discounted, and not bought like Taylor is doing.
Oh.
Billy even had a similar sentiment last year about Taylor's last album because she did the same thing.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think her motivation in slashing the price, making this album really cheap, was to be able to set the record? Or do you think it was like, I don't need any more money? Like,
the
what
first
do you think?
One.
Do you think she's trying to set the record?
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Isn't that the goal? Isn't that the goal?
Yeah. But it's also Taylor Swift. Like, wouldn't she have done this
anyways,
without that, because there was just so much hype around this? I don't know.
Probably. And you know, when I saw Taylor dropping this vinyl and that vinyl, and here's a glittery orange one, I didn't think anything of it. But like another source, another anonymous Grammy winner. I don't know who said this, but that person was like, if we all dropped our albums to $5, we'd all go platinum. But not everybody does that because they want to earn these records that they are breaking.
Interesting.
And she has the privilege of not needing the money. So
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Very interesting.
I know.
I heard somebody yesterday called Taylor Swift boring Barbie, and I don't know if that's like been a thing that's been said before, but I thought that was kind of funny. I laughed out loud.
Wait, somebody else said that recently. Who was it?
Either way, I like I hadn't heard that nickname before. I thought it was pretty good. Boring Barbie. That's good.
I thought, doesn't she say that? I think she says that in one of her songs. Like,
oh, that's what it was. Right. Okay. In the Charlie XCX song.
Yes, yes.
She said that Charlie called her boring Barbie.
Okay, there you go.
That's what it was.
Okay, I had not heard.
I was like, that sounds so familiar. Yeah.
I hadn't heard that before, maybe. Maybe chuckle a little bit.
Really quick, something else that might make you chuckle a little bit. Go to JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. You know, Meghan Markle, she's all about her jams. She sells her jam. She has her orange marmalade and her apricot jam.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Well, she posted some pictures of her, like, canning some new jams. Because, you know, this is her, like, specially, you know, her homemade, handcrafted recipe that she cans and, like, sells allegedly to people. So in this photo, she's using some canning equipment to pull a jar of jam out of the saucepan on the stove. And I would not have caught this because I'm not a jam canner. But a lot of people, and especially food critics, are like, you're holding the equipment upside down.
Whoopsies. Does that thing have a top on it? It looks like it's the same. It looks like you could use it either direction, right?
Everyone who does this said it's upside down.
Oh my god.
Is it?
That's what they said.
Doesn't it look like it's got a green handle on the top if you look close? I would assume she's holding the right end of it.
The other end of it is, I guess, has like a more of a plastic thing so you don't burn yourself. Oh. Like a plastic black thicker handle that you grab onto.
But that
part is in the water. She has the thing upside down.
Oh, gotcha. I think I can see what you're talking about there. It does look like it's still working, though. Do you think she actually jars her own jams that are up for sale?
No, I don't.
That's the thing that bugs me about some of this stuff. It's like, yeah, it's a great little, you know, great little photo op, and like, look at my kitchen, and it's got this stone wall behind
it. And we heard that this kitchen that she shoots her show in isn't even her house.
Yeah, it's not even her house. There's a, have you seen, I don't know if you have seen this commercial before, but it's like Jennifer Garner, and she's part in this company like called Once Upon a Farm or something. It's a Capital One commercial, and it's like them getting all this new equipment in this kitchen as they're making their, you know, organic foods or whatever it is. It's like, you don't cook in that kitchen. This stuff is made in a giant factory.
Yeah, you don't do any of the cooking.
They're like unloading like some new like blenders and stuff or whatever that they use their Capital One card to, you know, make their different organic smoothies or yogurt or whatever it is. It's like, you don't make that there? Like, not even close. I feel like it's false advertising.
It is.
You're thinking that this is like
this
small, humble company.
Meghan Markle is not doing anything.
It's making this stuff. Like, no.
Get out of here.
It's like a controlled facility.
Yeah, but how many people do you think are buying her jam?
Not many.
I'd like to try her jam, to be honest with you.
Really?
I'm sure it's good, but I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way to buy it.
I also feel like it's pretty hard to screw up jam. It's just fruit and a whole bunch of sugar. Like, that's all it is. Like, jam is like, my grandma used to make it all the time. And she was like, it's actually a pretty simple recipe. You know?
Really? You should start selling your grandma's jam.
She's dead. But
the recipe.
Oh, got it. God.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, you know, I thought maybe you wanted me to put her to work.
Like, no!
Grammy, get to work. We need more jars of the blackberry. It's really
Grammy
selling.
Grammy and Grammy. That would be so cute.
Oh,
that's what we call my grandma, Grammy.
Oh.
R.I.P. Grammy. I had a Grammy and a Nana.
Oh,
and now you're Grammy.
R.I.P. to both of them. Now I'm just Grammy. Yeah.
All right, what do you have, Graham?
All right, another earthquake in the East Bay this morning. Selena, did you feel this one? It was a 2.5 magnitude earthquake this morning, about 3:55. You were busy.
Of course not.
You were busy hitting the snooze.
I was snoozing, yeah.
At that point. Probably another aftershock from that quake we had a couple weeks ago. But listen to this, you guys. According to some new research at Oregon State University, the San Andreas fault line, which runs, you know, all the way through California, but runs through the Bay Area, could actually be linked with the Cascadia subduction zone fault off the coast of Oregon and Washington.
How is this new?
It's new research. Just trust me. The researchers believe that if we had a very large earthquake here on the San Andreas Fault, that within minutes, it could set off a major earthquake on that other fault up north, I guess, or vice versa, which means two massive earthquakes with the potential to affect basically the entire west coast of the United States, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. All those cities could be simultaneously, or a pair of those cities could be simultaneously affected. one giant mega quake, if you will. Well, it wouldn't be. It'd be two separate quakes, but like basically a giant earthquake's affecting both things. So they're saying these fault lines are acting in sync with each other.
Scary. That is scary.
Very scary.
I don't know how I've missed every single earthquake we've had recently. Like, I haven't felt any of them.
Well, a 2.5 is not really much to...
But the last one?
But even all the other ones. The last one a couple weeks ago. I missed all of them.
That one was over 4. That one was a good...
Yeah.
Good hard jolt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't wake up for 30 alarms, I don't expect you to wake up for one little earthquake.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. At the end of the day, people are just jealous of Taylor Swift because she is an incredible writer. None of them can say they wrote songs the way she has. None of them can also say that they sold out stadiums months and months for a year of concerts. None of them can say they did that. They may drop records or whatever, but no one can sell what she does or write the way she does.
Maybe it is a little bit of jealousy.
I think there's,
you know, I think there's a little element of that, I'm sure.
She is at the top, tippity-tip-tip-top of the music food chain.
We were just talking about other artists saying that Taylor is using cheap tactics to sell records, and she's breaking all these records with her latest album.
Imagine how much money she would make if she did a residency at the Sphere.
Oh my god.
That would be insane!
She'd be the first trillionaire artist.
Right. It'd be like the entire GDP for... You know, the United States.
It would be impossible to get tickets. You know, I mean, she comes here to Levi's and that thing sells out and nobody can get tickets. Imagine the Sphere, which is much, much smaller. Like, it'd be impossible to get tickets.
That'd be cool.
But she just does a long run. It's like the most incredible
Sphere
show.
But she'd have to play there for
too.
Like 6 years for every fan to be able to go see her.
That's all right. She could wipe out the entire national debt of trillions of dollars. She would just be like, guys, I'm going to take you. Don't worry about this one, guys. I'll take care of the national debt. And she just does a Sphere
residency.
This one's
on me.
Watch this.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, I want to get your guys' thoughts on this and you listening. You can always weigh in on whatever we're talking about on that talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. A lot of big-name chefs here in California rallying against a new Senate bill that passed not United States Senate, but the California Senate, which is proposing a ban on cookware that uses PFAS. I don't know if you know what those are, but they're basically what's used in the vast majority of non-stick cookware. Any cookware that's got like a coating and your food doesn't stick to it, which is great when you're cooking up something that wants to stick to the edge of most pans and stuff. When you're using non-stick cookware, which again is in probably every household that is listening right now to the show, they want to ban the sale of it starting in 2028 because PFAS are what they call forever chemicals. And this stuff, inevitably, pieces of it scrape off of the pans as you're using utensils in it and may even just leach into foods from cooking at high heats. And when they test people's bodies and bloodstreams, virtually all of us, and I think every single human being, has some PFAS in their bloodstreams. These are forever chemicals. They're bad. They are bad news. So California's trying to do away with them. Well, you have big name chefs like Thomas Keller. He's the guy that started but has the French Laundry, which is one of the top restaurants in the world. Rachel Ray, David Chang, all these people are saying, no, we should not do this ban, mainly because they all have cookware lines that they sell.
Yeah, I was going to say. Makes a lot of money for them.
Use PFA, so they don't want to see it banned. I did want to get your guys' opinion on this. What do you think? Because PFAs are bad. This is a bad, we should be avoiding these if we can. But they're saying, well, you know, we use these kinds of pans ourselves, even as top chefs, and making people have to buy alternatives is costing people money and stuff like that. What do you think about this new bill?
I can't.
It's not signed into law yet. Governor Newsom gets a chance to sign it. So it's not law yet. It's just passed the state Senate.
I can't go back to non-stick. I can't go back to stick pans.
Why not?
But for your health.
But aren't you hearing about this stuff is terrible for
you? Yeah, but I can't.
I'd be okay with it.
I'm 100% here for this. I understand the argument of but there are already alternatives that are, you know, there's plenty of alternatives on the market. And there are some non-stick alternatives that are out there on the market. Some of these ceramic coated and stuff like that, that are non-stick.
Okay.
That can accomplish the same thing. Not as good as the ones with PFAs. I'll tell you that much. It sticks a little bit more.
I kind of like my PFAs then.
Selena, let me ask you this. Because you reposted a post on your Instagram story this week. Ooh. And it basically said to the effect of, why do we wear a pink, cancer ribbon or something? Why don't companies just remove the cancer-causing ingredients from their products.
Yes.
And here is an exact example of that.
I guess it's kind of the same thing.
It is. It is an exact example of that. Like, companies are making this nonstick cookware. Look, it's great. Yeah, your egg doesn't stick to it. But you could be putting these very, very dangerous chemicals into your
system. I guess if you're saying
your
that, if you're
and
saying,
into your kid's system.
If you're saying there are alternatives that work just as good, I'm fine with it.
Well, not just as good, but they work. You know, they work pretty good. But you can also...
Okay, but it's just one of those things. Once you go nonstick and you like make an egg, you're like, oh my God, it's not sticking. It changes your life.
Well, yeah, your life that is being shortened.
And your kid's life is being changed by horrible, awful, forever chemicals, which will never break down.
Right.
You know, in the environment. Right,
that should be the most important thing. But then it's like, who am I kidding? We live off of hot Cheetos.
That's a good point as well.
But, you know.
So, but then you shouldn't have posted that thing where it was like, shouldn't companies take out the ingredients of their products?
Yeah, I was talking about companies, not me.
But it's the same thing.
I see your point. I do see your point. Hey, if you want to weigh in and leave a talk back, do it now on the iHeartRadio app. We will play those next. We also are going to get to our meeting in the ladies' room coming up here in just a few minutes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Damian Montez.
Damian, you're caller 20. You just won.
Let's go.
Yes, we love the energy. You just got two tickets to see Louis Tomlinson June 6th at the Bluegrass Civic Auditorium. Congrats.
This is amazing. Thank you so much, Daddy.
Wait, what?
Is that to me?
It was whoever takes it. I appreciate the ticket, bro. This is a great opportunity. This is awesome, dude.
Yeah.
My wife is a huge fan, man. This is going to make her day. Awesome.
Aww, yeah. I love that. Hang on there. Did he just call you daddy, Grant?
I'm pretty sure that he did, but like, I don't know. I'm flattered, you know?
I'm a mommy.
All right. Hey. We were talking about this potential ban on nonstick cookware.
Yeah, there's a California bill. It's hitting Governor Newsom's desk. It's up to him whether or not to sign into law, but they would ban the sale of nonstick cookware that uses PFAS in the manufacturing process and in the actual product starting in 2028. And I think all of us have probably either currently own or have owned
everyone
some nonstick cookware that has that stuff in it. And that stuff is bad for you and for the environment.
I just bought a new set yesterday.
What?
Selena. Because Amazon's big deal. Don't act like you don't use nonstick cookware. Just hold on. Listen, Amazon's big deal days, 60% off.
And you just bought some new nonstick. Did you even check to see if it was not with PFAs? This stuff is horrible for you, Selena.
Of course not.
Oh, geez.
All right, to the talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Amir from Utah. I heard you guys talking about PFAs and nonstick, and I actually have been trying to lean more towards not using nonstick. So me and my husband bought a stainless steel set of pans. Let me tell you, they are hard to cook on. Everything sticks to them. Our fire alarm's super sensitive, so it always goes off, but I think in the long run, it's worth it. This is Mira from Utah. Bye.
Hi, Mira. Thank you for that.
Yeah, JV Show number one in Utah, by the way. Yeah, I mean, is this something that's crossed your desk at all, Selena, where you're like, maybe we should make the switch, although you did just buy an entire...
yeah, so obviously not.
...new set. My wife and I made the switch fairly recently. We've been trying to phase them out, and then we just did entirely, and we have, like, this stainless steel, and Amira's right. They are...
I hate those.
They are a bit finicky to cook on. Things are very sticky to them.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. It's Stacey from Oakley. Hey, listen, I understand that nonstick pans can cause cancer, but pretty much anything we eat and anywhere we go, it seems like in California, we're being warned of cancer and lasting effects. And to be honest, I just want to live my life and be happy. I don't know. I kind of agree with Selena on this one, guys.
I mean, I guess my response to that would be like, I want to live my life and be happy too. And I think, you know, everybody should, you know, have that as an option. But we've all been affected by cancer, and wait till your life is your life. Are you going to be living life and happy when you're in the hospital every day battling some serious form of cancer that could have been avoided if you had cut out certain environmental factors and risk factors in your life? I mean, I don't know. I understand that argument, but also I think a bill like this helps urge companies that are used to manufacturing a product, which they know has something in it that's absolutely horrible for you in the environment, do better. Come up with a better way that's safe for us, and don't sell us something that is absolutely awful.
Good morning, JV Show.
I'm commenting on the PFA ban situation. We should totally do it because not only does the chemical from PFOA get into your body from the nonstick pan, but the chemical waste that's created when the PFA is created to seal the nonstick pan is dumped into the water supply. Look up DuPont. It's scary.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
There were a couple of people that left talkbacks about that situation. And again, this is, in my mind, yes, it could affect your life and that, yeah, now, from now on, you're going to have to buy this other option and not use this. But like making a change for that's positive for your health, always good. And making companies forcing their hand to make a change and stop selling you something that has cancer-causing right. ingredients in it, yeah, that's a win. So I'm for it.
But my new set is going to be here like tomorrow.
And you got a good deal on it.
I know.
But don't you ever think about that? That other talk back, I just want to live life and do whatever I want to me. But as soon as I had kids, man, I start thinking about that stuff a lot more. Like, what am I putting in their sensitive little systems, you know? Mm-hmm. I should be avoiding that stuff. Send it back, Selena.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's the JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Selena had to step out for a moment. She's dealing with a little family situation, you know, to get that call and who knows what's going on there. But I was like, just go handle that. Mm-hmm. We will handle the show. We'll handle the meeting in the ladies' room because if anyone knows the ladies' room, it's this guy right here. I spent a lot of time in there sniffing around.
Ew.
I haven't. But when you walk down that hallway here at work and the door swings wide open, like
you take a pee?
You look in, right?
Well, you're not supposed to, Graham.
Well, when the men's room door wide open and you're walking by, you just put your eyes down or do you look in?
I look the other way because making eye contact with anyone walking out of there is so awkward.
Yeah, me too. Totally. I totally look the other way. Right. All right, it is time now for our...
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon.
Quickly in this meeting in the ladies' room, I saw a post yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday. And I don't know whose account it was from because I wasn't paying that close of attention. It was either from Klay Thompson's Instagram account or Megan Thee Stallion's. I don't know whose account was getting served to me. But it was a long series of pictures. And in each one of them, they are showing all their romantic doings together. Everything's happening. There's flowers and they're in love and they're kissing in their whole and picture after picture after picture, just cementing their relationship as being super strong. Ooh. And this is a thing. Now, that got me to thinking because I just need a quick check-in on the JV Show Prediction Journal because I think it was the ladies on this show, you and Selena, both saying, I don't see it lasting. I don't see this being a thing.
So
can you verify that? Because I felt like I said, this thing's going to last a while.
You did say that they were going to be together after 2025.
Oh, this is a slam dunk at this point. If you saw that post, I'm just saying.
Selena said no.
Okay, there
and
you go.
And then I said until August of 2026. That's when I think they're going to split.
Okay, so you gave them some runway. Too.
Yes.
Okay.
But honestly, they look so cute together. And after seeing like the videos, the pictures and everything that they've been posting lately, I'm here for this relationship. I think it's going to last.
I do too. They do look very happy. Again, it's early on and as any relationship. Also, the biggest thing to keep in mind with any social media post about any couple that you may know, celebrity or otherwise, is that what you see on social media is not always what is happening behind the scenes.
That's a good point. With this whole like Megan talk, I don't know if you heard about this. I just found this out when I was looking at the videos of the two of them because a lot of people in the comments were saying that Travis Kelce had tried to kind of shoot his shot at Megan Thee Stallion in the past, and I didn't know this before.
Interesting.
So that was...
We don't have any receipts, though.
No, we don't have any receipts. I think they were both shooting like a commercial together, and then he like tried to take her out, but she declined. So I'm like, interesting.
All right. Well, everything I saw, they look very authentically happy. Mm-hmm. So good for them. And we'll have to update the JV Show Prediction Journal as this relationship goes along. All right. Here's something I did want to bring to the ladies' room and get your opinion on, Jess. This Twitch streamer, Fandy, I'm not a Twitch guy, but Fandy just gave birth on a live stream. She decided to go live once her water broke, and then she had a home delivery. They had over 30,000 viewers tuning in to watch this. And it was an 8-hour process because, you know, it doesn't, the baby, the water doesn't break and the baby doesn't fall out immediately. This was a long process and people tuned in to watch the entire thing. You weren't like, the camera wasn't, you know, it wasn't showing everything, but it was, you were there, viewers were there for one of the most, I don't know, precious and intimate moments of anybody's life, and obviously a new baby's life. How do you feel about this? Because the comments very divided about this. How do you feel, Jess? Because a lot of people were saying, this is wildly inappropriate, and imagine when this kid is older and you're like, I was there for your birth. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't in the room, but I was there. I saw the entire thing. And there were other people that thought this was very cool and very empowering to invite people in for such an incredible moment. Which camp are you in?
I'm on the first camp of it's too intimate.
It's wildly inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. I don't see the desire to have strangers on the internet, because you know people have like weird
fetishes. Well, I know what the desire
sometimes.
Is. It's money, right? I mean, you want views,
right? But you know, videos stay on there forever. Nothing really leaves the internet. Do you really want yourself? Because listen, when you're giving birth, you're making all sorts of faces, right? You're making faces, making sounds that you probably just don't want people to.
Mm-hmm. You're pushing hard,
right? People to have videos of later.
They've all got it. Now, a lot of people were questioning, does this even comply with Twitch's like live stream content rules? And apparently it did, based on what was shown and not shown. And the CEO of Twitch even jumped into the chat during this process and wishing
during
her,
the live stream?
Yes, and wished her best of luck and congratulations. So a lot of people tuned in to watch this. I think I'm with the people that said this leans towards the inappropriate side. I feel a lot of that for the, again, it's just a newborn baby, but there is some sort of thing where it's like, it didn't consent to that. Like,
but what if your wife was like, hey, you know, this is going to make us millions of dollars, which we need because this new baby is going to be really expensive.
That's a good point. Where do I set up the cameras? I'll be there putting up the tripods immediately.
I guess
checking
at
the
least,
lighting, the angles.
At least it wasn't showing, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's too much of a vulnerable moment to be put out there for millions of people to see.
I just kind of thought the other thing was, yeah, content creators will do anything for views
That's
nowadays.
True.
And there's no line basically that we won't cross. It's like anything.
Sleep streams.
Anything for views. Yeah, every single part of our life that can be streamed is now
Which
streamed.
Is why I'm not surprised by this, but imagine telling someone like in the 1950s that like, hey, one day people will get the chance to see someone.
They'll get to watch your birth and the chat about it with others in the chat.
W's in the chat.
I mean, the other thing is like, not to be pessimistic about it, but what if something went wrong, you know? Now
yeah.
you have live streaming childbirth and home childbirth, you know, of all things. I feel like, what if something had happened and then...
Yeah, I mean, not just
you're having people live stream one of the worst moments, you know.
Right.
It's an incredible miracle, or it's one of the worst moments of your life. I don't know.
I know you said the streaming platform was okay with this, but isn't there like some sort of HIPAA rule against... I don't know. I guess since if you
it's not at a hospital though, it's a home birth.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I don't know. Anyways,
the JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Selena had to hop out for a few minutes to deal with a family situation, so Jess and I are just going to take things over here.
Yeah, we're handling it
and just handle stuff. A couple talkbacks I wanted to play right here. First, a minute ago we were talking about how there's a new bill in California that is proposing a ban on nonstick cookware that is manufactured and has PFAS in it. These are forever chemicals that don't ever break down the environment and very bad for your health. Again, this is hitting Governor Newsom's desk. I believe he has until the 13th of this month to either sign it into law or veto it. And it would ban the sale starting in 2028. So you've got some time if you want to continue buying your nonstick cookware.
Hey guys, it's Stacey again. You guys don't have to play this, but I do feel a little bit taken back by Graham's response to my comment. I have family members who have passed away of cancer from lung cancer who have never smoked, and I myself have children. So just because we have different opinions, careful on that one. That hurt, stung a little bit.
Okay, I would like to respond to that because I don't want you to feel hurt or upset by something that I said on these airwaves. Stacey's previous talkback was like, well, in California, we're getting warned left and right that this thing causes cancer, this thing causes cancer, this thing, and I just want to live life and not kind of worry about that. Stacey, I hope you don't think that I was taking a shot at you. And I too, look, my grandma, talked about Grammy earlier in the show. My grandma died of lung cancer. It was vicious. It was horrible. Never smoked a day in her life. My brother's father-in-law recently passed a couple months ago. Lung cancer, never smoked. Cancer is a vicious, terrible thing. I guess my whole point was why I'm in support of this and why I think people should not use these nonstick cooking pans in their life that are made with PFAs. There are nonstick pans that don't have PFAs in them.
Right.
But they don't seem to be as nonstick. But anyways, I guess, I like the idea of this bill. And you're always going to get these people like, well, let me do whatever I want, Mm-hmm. And I understand that. But I think when you have companies that are aware that their products contain cancer-causing ingredients and ingredients, and stuff that's horrible for the environment, why not? Sometimes it takes legislation to force their hand and make them make a change. And in anything like that we can do to reduce our own exposure, look, you may get lung cancer for never having smoked, obviously. You don't know how life's going to shake out. But if you can reduce the exposure to things that could cause you the cancer, and you don't know. I mean, maybe the lung cancer, was caused by another environmental factor, not smoking, but something else that some company that's making big profit off of us. And meanwhile, we're all getting sick. Mm-hmm. I just think sometimes it takes some legislation to push the ball and
get it rolling
and make some change. So,
yes.
But Stacey, I do want to say, I apologize. I hope I didn't offend you with that. It was not an attack of you, just my own personal belief about, think about this. Mm-hmm. I do kind of support this bill. All right. Another talk back. Hang on.
Here I am at Trader Joe's again on a Thursday trying to pick up my dang bananas. And there's more people in line for more Halloween bags. Same construction crew, too. What is the deal? You can't even hold anything in those.
All right, we hadn't gotten any talk. Yesterday, we got a lot of talkbacks with people like, what are the deal with these massive lines at Trader Joe's? And our buddy Mom Albert sent me slid into my DMs and sent me a video because he had left a talkback yesterday complaining about the line at one of the San Francisco Trader Joe's. He's like, it's insane. The line goes for a while. And Jess, I had no idea. He sent me a video of what the line looked like yesterday. He was not joking. It went for blocks and blocks and blocks. And just when I was like, oh, okay, that's the whole line. Then he went around the corner and then it went for more blocks and blocks. And I was like, how is this possible? People lining up to get the new Trader Joe's tote bags that the Halloween themed ones, right?
Yeah.
And they dropped yesterday. And apparently people still lining up to that last talkback we just got right there.
The demand is that
people are still lining up again to get their hands on these tote bags. Jess, did you go get one yesterday?
I didn't, but I was planning on going to Trader Joe's today because I want to make some salmon for dinner. I like getting my salmon from Trader Joe's for some reason.
Okay.
But is there separate lines if you're just wanting to shop and pay for your groceries versus the...
Now, that was Mom Albert's point yesterday because he was like, hey, I'm just trying to get my lunch and I don't want to wait in this line. I just want to get food.
Right.
Now, I don't think there are separate lines, by the way, into that last talkback. She just wants to buy some dang bananas and she can't get in there because everybody's lined up for the tote bags. Now, let me just let you in on a little insider tip because Mom Albert said this yesterday. He left another follow-up talkback after because his first talkback yesterday, he was yelling at people in the line.
Calling them stupid.
Yeah, I just want my lunch. You guys are stupid. You don't need these bags.
Right.
Mom Albert said he threw a bit of a fit and then they let him go straight to the front of the line and actually just buy food. But when he was at the front of the line, and I'm busting him out on this one, when he was at the front of the line, he said he bought 4 Trader Joe's. He bought the tote bags. So not only did he get to get his food that he wanted, he skipped the entire line and then walked out of there with some tote bags after standing out there and calling everybody stupid.
Wow. That was life hacks, though.
Maybe I'll try that
today.
So go complain about the long line. You don't want tote bags. You just want bananas. Yeah. And then when you get to the register, be like, actually, I do.
Yeah, you're like, oh, actually, I forgot my reusable bag in the car. I kind of do need a new one.
Tote bags. Mama Albert, shame on you.
I know.
Shame on you. And Jess, shame on us. So Selena's out and we're supposed to do hottest trending right here. And we didn't trend nothing. There was no hotness at all. No trending.
No hotness.
No nothing. No trending. And unfortunately, we are...
We're out of time.
Out of time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And
on a throwback Thursday, we are without Selena at the moment. She had to step out to deal with a family situation. So we're going to just keep the show rolling. Something we keep coming back to, people continue to leave talkbacks about it. So we're going to talk about it because people on the talkbacks want to talk about it. This nonstick pan made with PFAs. There's a ban proposed in California. And one of our listeners, I upset her by saying, I thought this was a good thing. And she said, I just want to live life. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of disagreed on that. And more people want to continue to weigh in on this. So let's go to the talkbacks.
This talkback is for Graham. Graham, there's a Prop 65 warning at the drive-thru at In-N-Out that they use chemicals that are known to cause cancer. Are you telling me that you don't eat In-N-Out? Yeah, right.
Okay, so I don't know how we're getting a bit off. We're getting a bit off base here. I think my takeaway from the entire thing was: should companies have an obligation to not put cancer-causing ingredients in the products that they make when they know that it does? I mean, this is the crux of my argument. And yes, I think it is. And if there is a better way to do it without exposing people to cancer-causing stuff, let's do that. Right? Not eat In-N-Out. I eat In-N-Out. I mean, not often. I don't eat a lot of fast food, but yeah, I would eat In-N-Out. I understand there is a cancer warning there, as there are, a ton of things. The sun causes cancer. Am I not going to ever go out in the sun anymore?
Yeah, right.
I drink alcohol. Look, that causes cancer. Am I never going to have a drink again? Am I going to completely give that up?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sawdust, from plywood and other treated wood. We know that can cause cancer. Am I never going to use my table saw again? Never build anything again?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? There are a lot of these things in our life, but where you can limit exposure to things like, look, PFAs that they're using as nonstick cookware, that's on another level of bad. That stuff is horrible. They're called forever chemicals for a reason.
And if they can remove it, then...
There is a better way out there. Although my wife and I cook with those stainless steel pans, and it's a learning curve. Like, there is a way to do it, and you got to heat them up properly and make sure you use oil or whatever to cook in, and then you can get that nonstick. But if you don't know what you're doing, holy stuck on mess after that. Although you can scrub them really hard and not have to worry about scraping off forever chemicals into, whatever you're cooking with. Anyways, can we move on from the nonstick?
Please. I want to talk about AI.
Okay.
But I want to talk first. Let me ask you, do you consider it cheating if someone who's in a relationship already has a side relationship with AI?
They hooking up? Or is it just it's an emotional bond?
Just emotional. Let's say something happens at work. Who are they going to tell their problems to? The AI relationship.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
is it cheating?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. We've talked about this before because there are people that have, they've gotten married to ChatGPT or whoever, whatever kind of AI chatbot that they've fallen for.
I think it's cheating.
Do you like flat out cheating? You find out that your man has been talking with ChatGPT and, every day they, share this bond and he just can't wait to rush home and chat with her some more.
I think so, because if it gets to the point...
It's not real.
I know, but if you're that emotionally invested to where you are, sharing personal details about yourself to this AI, you're sharing stuff, you're getting their advice instead of getting mine, I think at that point, it's kind of cheating.
Well, sometimes you need some advice about you, how should I... Hey, AI good side point. Piece, how should I handle my main piece over here? She's really bugging me a lot. Yeah, it is sort of that weird, on the chart of
cheating
mm-hmm. in my mind, and it's not at the top of that.
Right.
It's not at the top of that chart, but it is on there.
It's a level of cheating, I think.
Is it grounds for breaking up? Because they've never hooked, there's obviously nothing physical until, mm-hmm. They invent the robot, that could do that.
Yeah, right.
But no, it's coming. Not, just trust me, it's coming.
It's not grounds for a breakup. If you address it and if they let it go. But if it just, because I feel like it can turn into an obsession really, really quick. I mean, people are using AI so much nowadays. Listen to this. a quarter of adults actually have admitted to having at least one intimate or romantic relationship with artificial intelligence.
What percentage?
A quarter.
Yeah, right.
Yes, a quarter of adults.
One in four?
Yes. And you would think like, oh, maybe these are just people who are lonely, who haven't met someone in real life. No, it turns out more than half are currently in a successful, committed relationship with another human, yet they are going to AI and seeking.
Yeah, right.
I'm still stuck on that. A quarter of people are
have entered
into a relationship or hooked up with their AI chat with ChatGPT.
Because if you think about it, people are using ChatGPT for literally everything. They're asking ChatGPT questions about romance, about work, about everything. So it's turned into a relationship.
I understand how people could develop those bonds, especially as it gets more and more real. Yes. But you think 25% of people like consider what they have with their AI, I was about to say person, but it's not a person,
not
with
yet.
Their AI chat person, to be like a legitimate relationship?
We've seen it happen because people will, you know, give it a name.
Some, but not a quarter of people.
It's getting to that point, Graham.
So this is scary.
Yeah, if your person were to come to you, or I don't even think they would come to you, they would just have this AI relationship on the side and that they're obviously trying to hide because they feel like it's turning into something else. Are you upset about it?
I would feel some type of way, especially if I scrolled back and read all the things that they chat about, you know.
All the pictures they send.
Yeah, they're sending each other nudes and like, and there's a lot of, you know, bashing on me and how much this fake AI thing is way better than me, would never do that to me and stuff like that. I would be upset. But I also think that I think I could move past it. Because cheating with an actual person is, in my mind, like 100 times worse. But I would be unable to move past that. I just wouldn't. Not even a chance. I just know, like, immediate ripcord, plug pulled, I'm out. But I, but if I found out this was happening, like Kate had a full-on relationship with AI, I think we can move past it, but I'm permanently disconnecting the internet in my house.
Yeah, right.
Good point. I don't know if I can
They would have to let go of it, right? Because I think it turns into a point where the AI bot is giving people the reassurance that a human being could never.
Yeah.
Because they're just saying yes or agreeing with everything that you're saying. You know, like, it's just different.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't personally be okay with it.
I don't get it. All right, leave us a talk back. Yeah, you can always weigh in there. That's the best way to engage with the show. Let us know what you think. You agree, disagree, or if you are currently in a relationship with an AI.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.